It was 7th February 2012, morning around 3:30, 4 o'clock. I was realized that the situation is that the situation is malaise, but very very. So I called Mr. Chief of Defence Force through our Parliament Group member Mr. Ali Wahid to send more security to MNDC. At the time there was only two MNDC. There is only two Defence Force personnel in MNDC at that time. It was around 4 o'clock. But they refused to send any security forces to MNDC. So that time I realized there is something wrong with the police in Defence Force. So we were very shocked by the Defence Ministry order, and we were waiting from the early morning till 7:30. At 7:30, the two members left in MNDC, the security members from MNDF, they had already left. So there is no security in MNDC at that time. So I was alone with the staff, and I ordered staff to stay calm and cooperate with MNDF and police people. So around 7:30, one of the Mohammad Waheed Hassanman's new president brother came to MNDC alone and asked me to hand over TV mold to him. At that time, with me there is MNDC staff, Mr. Hussain Shuhak, he is the head of engineering, and some other staff are with me. So he came and he shared hands with me, and he ordered to me that he has come in order of Mr. Mohammad Waheed Hassanman to get MNDC in his control. So I refused to give MNDC to him. I told him, I respect you, but I have already appointed Mr. President, but Mr. President didn't inform me to hand over this company to anybody. And he said, Mr. President is no more, and Mr. Waheed is at the power now. I said, I didn't hear any news that our president, Mr. Nasheed, has resigned, or Mr. Mohammad Waheed has, Hassanmanik has become president. So you have to wait, or you have to get police and MNDF with you, and I can hand over this company to police and MNDF. It was around 7:30 early morning or 8 o'clock. At that time, I don't know. So after that, I have received one SMS from one of the parliament, one of the member of DPM, Mr. Mayor. He was working in UPC before that. He said in SMS that, Mr. Adam, you don't show any MDC political figure in MNDC hereafter. But I didn't reply him. When Mr. Ali Wahid came MNDC around 7:30 to 8, I told him that I cannot hand over MNDC to him. So he has to come with police force and MNDC force. So after that, around 1 hour after that, it was around 9:45 something, he came with force, MNDF and police people, and stormed the building. And then inside the building, and he has taken hostage Mr. Mohsin, who is from our new territory, and taken to the bus, and he took away with the motion. So everybody was shocked at this time. But I was inside a room hidden, and our engineer also told me to hide somewhere, or otherwise you will be hurt. So at that time, I believe that I must hide, otherwise they will come and beat me. So I was inside the room, and after the police came and stormed the building, they broke glass and magazine, and they are shouting, and they came and let me out from my room, and they were hostaging me around 1 hour with myself and Mr. Adira Ali. He was chief of finance of our company. So at that time, police said they asked me and came with Mr. Ali Wahid. And Ali told me that I am in charge of TV Mohli, now you can go home. So he took me away from the MNBC and they have forced me to go home. So I left from MNBC around 11:30 every time. So when I was ordered to go out, I told them that this is the company belongs to the government. I cannot hand over this company to Mr. President, or he isn't appointed yet. So I told police to either hand over this company to police in MNBC. After that, I left MNBC. It was the exact that happened at that time. So after that, I received a letter from Mr. President that all the reception officials had to hand over to MBC, the new form government company. So that means MNBC still exists, but they don't ask to enter MNBC anywhere. So they have a broadcast TVM. A TVM is without license one. So they don't have license to broadcast TVM. So at that time, around 6:30, they have broadcast license. I don't know, sorry, around 8:39, around 10 o'clock, they have a broadcast TVM without license. Yeah, I called Mr. Shahid, he is from MBC Knowledge Broadcasting Commission. I have informed Mr. Shahid to stop this kind of things. Illegally, they are doing these things, but Mr. Shahid told me that he cannot do anything. He has already given the statement regarding this, but he didn't do anything to stop this illegal thing from TV Maldives. So I cannot do anything this time because there is no government, there is a military coup, and everything is in order by the military and the police. So we cannot do anything at that time. So after this, 8th of February, I didn't go to office, but 9th February, I went to office with my staff. I talked to every staff, and at that time also, I called Mr. Shahid to stop broadcasting TV models because they don't have license to broadcast it. But they didn't do anything to stop these things. So it was a nightmare for me that day. It was a coup. I believe that it was a coup, and it was forced us to go out from MNBC with the police and MNBF. I was shocked when the police came here and stormed the building. This is the real story that I have experienced in my life. It was very, 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 very horrible things that happened to our staff and everybody in the MNBC at that time. So this is what I have experienced in February 7th.